Thank you. Hello, everybody. I will be presenting the Air Quality Prediction Service. As we all know, air pollution is a serious problem that addresses many countries, especially in the region. Mainly, this is due to the burning of fossil fuels that produce a lot of pollution, and especially also related to the weather conditions and the orography of the cities, and of the valleys, etc. Recently, regional countries in the region have detected a very high concentration of bad particles in the air. So air quality represents is on the agenda of every country very high. Applications for real-time measurement of the air quality are in place. A lot of stations, a lot of data collection services are there, but this only gives us a current and the historical overview of the situation. The idea is to use methods for predicting the air quality, as we do with the weather forecast, in order to be able to create policies and to predict if there will be an episode of very high air pollution. Skopje, being a city that provides heating mainly using fossil fuels during the winter, and especially when the meteorological circumstances are adequate, copes with very high levels of especially PM10 and PM2.5 particles. So this can last for days, causes a lot of health issues, and the idea is if we can predict this on time, to be for the institutions to be able to derive policies that are adequate for especially vulnerable population. So our solution is based on numerical simulations. We are using meteorological models, usually WRF ARW, sometimes WRF NMM, but this is for mostly other unrelated to atmospheric other simulations not related to air pollution, but mostly to severe weather, which is also a current problem in the region. Additional modules for simulation of atmospheric chemistry have been developed during the past from many institutions all around the world, mainly focusing on different approaches on how to model the air pollution. What the models that we are mostly interested in are meteorochemical simulations, which are integrated together, so meteorological and the chemical aspects of the atmosphere are intertwined, and the idea is first how to model the emissions, and then based on this how this transportation and evolution of the pollution happens in the atmosphere. As I said, there are different simulation models for the air pollution. We have been working very extensively with world chemistry, but there are also other models which are, in our view, a more dispersion-based models where they see the transport of particles, and they are not that they work on a larger scale. They are not they're not very good on a lower scale modeling. Let's say with a scale less than 10 kilometers, which for the cities is too much. It's still an area of open research, definitely. So WRF chemistry, the model that we use is based on WRF ARW, which is for the meteorological part, for the forecasting of the weather, and WRF chemistry that extends to this model in order to simulate the behavior of the chemical of the chemical reactions that happen in the atmosphere. For this, we are using also an additional software tool, which is called PrepChem, which has an input of all initial chemical conditions. Mainly, we focus on CO and NO emissions, which can be modeled using PrepChem on a polygon-based areas where we can define the amount of these chemicals in their mass and their emissions on a yearly basis, but then this is scaled down to an hourly base approximately, and then it's used in the model. And this data, the amount of emissions of CO and NO can sometimes be measured, but they are measured in points. They are not measured on area where we are doing the simulations. But fortunately, there are activities on a European level where the appropriate institutions per country, at least once per 5 years, report this data based on some models of estimation, based on the number of residents, number of cars, based on the industry, and they give a rough estimate of this data in a grid of 10 by 10 kilometers, so 0.1 about 10 by 10 kilometers, which we took as initialization of the model, and then based on this, at least for North Macedonia, we've tried to additionally adapt this data, because this data is on a yearly basis. We know that these emissions happen mostly during the winter, depending on the emission type, and we tried to build also additional model which will be adaptable based on the temperature, outside temperature, and to be able to better model this input in input data. The idea is that the current service that we have been developing during this project is that the researchers can submit this kind of initialization data towards the service, and then we will do a simulation based on this initial data, and make the output data available for the researchers. Once this data is ingested using the preprocessing with PrepChem, it's added to the Wharf chemistry model, and then it is able to produce the forecast of the levels of several pollutants. We are mostly interested in PM10, PM2.5, sulfur dioxide, and NO2, I think, and also we can extract additional pollutants, but these are the ones that usually are measured and are reported using the stations, and we tried to at least evaluate the model based on measuring stations for air pollution in order to verify its behavior or the results that we are getting at the end. Unfortunately, we are trying to evaluate something that might not be that comparable. The model outputs the pollution on a grid basis, and usually the stations measure in points, which can be affected by very local development in the atmosphere, which at least gives us an overview of whether we are successful in this or not. For the post-processing, then, since the model outputs in NetCDF, as I discussed previously, we ingest this data in the database, so it will be very easily, at least because these NetCDF files have the outputs, because it's a meteorochemical simulation, it has tons of information for all the levels of the atmosphere, for hundreds of parameters of the atmosphere, which are mostly meteorological. But we extract only the pollution parameters, which are five, and we ingest it into a database, and then also produce the images based on this data. Around one simulation for 5 days for North Macedonia, which is around 70 by 70 point grid with a resolution of 5 kilometers, takes about 200 CPU hours and produces around 6 gigabytes of output. This is the raw when we try to ingest it. And also, additionally, we have been developing a Timescale DB extension. We have been using Timescale DB extension of PostgreSQL, which allows us to keep the data in a more compressed way, not to to take too much space, because having five pollutants in a grid, which is 70 by 70 points, for let's say 2 years, takes up about, in doing simulations every day, takes about 1 terabyte of data. We're trying to reduce this significantly using the Timescale DB. So these are the service will accept this grid-based input of the pollutants, since it's readily available, as I said, from the sources which are open, and we can. But this data is on a yearly basis, and it's an estimation, and definitely it has to be modeled furthermore once we have the initial results. The data service makes available of the results of the simulations. So once the user once we have all this data in the database, the user can search for a date period, for a point, latitude, longitude, and which pollutants here he's interested or she, and then get a resulting data sets that are there, and then download them in NetCDF or CSV format furthermore. So these are several images about this this service, and we have also created a visualization which gives a time-based visualization of the pollution, which can be zoomed in, zoomed out, and then also can be accessed on the point level, mainly not for researchers, but for general public, just to be available in a more user-friendly form. Thank you very much, and if you have any questions. Actually, we get this, I don't know the database name, actually, maybe it's Edgar. I will check and I will tell you, but we have a lot of initial data sets that come with WorfChem, with PrepChem, which are usually not that frequently updated. Also, this is not frequently updated, but still we get, we add additional, this is called biogenic emissions, which are from this files that we produce. It's a very simple input file from PrepChem where you input the points of the polygon, mm-hmm. and then you define what is the yearly amount of emissions of CO and NO in that polygon.
But you mentioned there's no diurnal variability of the emissions, or there's no diurnal variability, so you only have monthly levels of emissions.
No, it's yearly level. But then what we did with my colleague is that we adapt these values based on the analysis of the data from the previous year of measurements and of simulations we have taken up, because this model has been running for more than 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. and all of these data points have been compared with the measurements, and then we defined a model of how do we adapt the initial set of levels of emission, yearly emissions. So the simulation, based on mainly related to the temperature, so we can at least estimate the amount of emissions for that period of the year.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. But this is not in the service. The service only you put an input and then it simulates. This is something that we have been doing, but it requires a lot of analysis prior mm-hmm. to be able to use it in production.
Okay. And last question. I understand you're running a 5-kilometer resolution. Mm-hmm. Have you checked to what extent the resolution
We have tried lower,
improves your 3 results?
3 kilometers, 1 kilometer even works. In 1 kilometer, it reports, at least with the same input data, it reports a bit higher levels of pollution. Mm-hmm. But this probably can be modeled further.
Okay.
It works with lower levels, but I must say that the computational speed, it's, let's say, 10 times slower than just an ordinary Wurf ARW without the chemistry. So the simulations are pretty
It's exactly intensive. The same problem that Greg was highlighted previously about the chemistry adding another 85% of compute time.
Yeah,
so, thank you again.
Okay.
And.